me, myself, and Ivan. The light felt like ice picks stabbing into my brain, forcing me to squint as I tried to open my eyes.
"Oh, good. You're finally awake," I heard an unfamiliar voice say.
I turned toward the sound, blinking several times as I tried to bring the person who had spoken into focus.
"Who the fuck are you?"
I asked. My dry throat made the words come out as a series of croaks.
"And why are you dressed like that?"
Sitting in a chair across the room from me was a man who looked like he had just stepped out of a Victorian horror novel. I had never seen that much red velvet clothing on a person before. He even had a matching cape and top hat, the latter of which was resting on the knee of his crossed leg.
"You look like a vampire,"
the man cut me off, finishing what I was going to say.
"Yeah,"
I agreed.
"One of those frou-frou and rice vampires." "That's because I am a vampire,"
he admitted.
"But I'm not of the frou-frou variety."
"Ha ha, very funny." I wasn't amused. I was in too much pain to find anything humorous at the moment.
"What's funny?"
a woman asked. I turned and saw a nurse approaching me from the other side of the room. She was pushing a small cart full of medical supplies and had a stethoscope draped around her neck.
"He said he's a vampire."
I pointed at the man in the chair.
"But not a frou-frou one."
The nurse looked over at the chair and then back at me, a confused look on her face.
"She can't see me," the vampire replied. "What?"
I blurted out.
"How could she not see you? You're sitting right there."
The vampire smiled, seeming to enjoy my distress.
"I'm just a projection, a figment of your imagination."
He picked up his top hat and placed it on his head before standing up.
"I'm not really here. Not in the same sense that you are here." "I don't understand."
I was suddenly feeling very dizzy.
"Who is it you think you're talking to?"
the nurse asked, a concerned look on her face.
"It's probably best if you don't answer that," the vampire said,
walking through the nurse on his way out of the room.
"We can talk later, when you have a little more privacy. Until then."
He bowed and lifted the hat a few inches off of his head.
"Au revoir."
"No one," I said to the nurse as I watched the vampire step out into the hall.
"I thought I saw someone sitting in that chair, but I guess I was just a little confused."
"That's understandable, given the head trauma you suffered,"
the nurse replied.
"Head trauma?
I don't remember being in an accident." I reached up and felt my bandaged head, wincing whenever I found a tender spot. At least now I know why I feel like shit.
"Do you remember what happened to you?"
the nurse asked.
"No."
A memory suddenly flashed before my eyes. In it, I was falling, but it was gone before I could make sense out of what I was seeing.
"No, I don't."
I shook my head.
"Don't worry. Temporary amnesia is common with head injuries like yours."
She pushed her cart right next to the bed and then began putting on a pair of gloves.
"I'm sure it will return soon."
"How long have I been here?"
"You were brought in last night,"
the nurse answered while reaching over and grabbing the remote that controlled the bed.
"I need to sit you up so I can change your bandages," she explained,
before pushing the button that lifted the head of the bed. While she pulled the bandages off of my head, I looked over at the chair, wondering why I would see a hallucination of a Victorian vampire. I wasn't much of a horror fan, and only knew about the Anne Rice books because one of my friends was obsessed with them and had been trying to get me to read them for weeks.
"Do you know what happened to me?"
I looked up at the nurse, hoping she might have some answers. She shook her head.
"I'm afraid I don't."
I didn't say anything else as she finished changing the bandage on my head.